This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. If you applied for individual assistance after last October's storms and got a denial letter, the Federal Emergency Management Agency says you may just need to provide additional information to get your application processed. People who have received denial letters by mail or email have 60 days to appeal the decision. In cases where documents are missing, you can either upload them to your FEMA application or include them with appeal letters. To set up an online account to appeal a denial, upload necessary documents, or check the status of your application, head to disasterassistance.gov and click Apply Online. As of March 2nd, FEMA has approved nearly 1,600 applications and more than $38 million for individual assistance, according to its website. Akiak musher Mike Williams Jr. has continued to show he is one of the hardest local mushers to beat, with a first place finish in Monday's sprint race held by the Bethel Sprint Mushers Club. Williams Jr. completed the roughly 20-mile trip to the mouth of the Gweek River and back in an hour and 18 minutes to take home $3,400 of a $25,000 race purse. Bethel musher Maurice Andrews and Queethluck's Louis Pavila took second and third place, respectively, and Herman Phillip of Queethluck and Leighton Wassily of Akiachuk rounded out the top five mushers in Monday's race. Williams Jr. also took first place and $3,200 in the recent two-day sprint race hosted by the community of Queethluck February 20th and 21st. Next up, the Bethel Sprint Mushers Club will host a three-day race from March 12th through 14th with a $75,000 purse. Additional details of the race were still being finalized as of Monday. A former Lower Kuskokwim School District's school psychologist is returning as the district's new superintendent. Jason Hlasny will step into the Bethel-based job in July. Hlasny is the current director of special education instruction for the Anchorage School District, where he's worked in various capacities since 2003. His ties to the YK Delta as a former school psychologist were part of what made him an attractive candidate, according to a press release from the district. The pool of over a dozen applicants was narrowed down to four, who were qualified for the role and had a connection to the region. In a written statement, Hlasny spoke of the richness of culture, language, and resilience in the communities served by the district. The district's search for the right candidate began immediately after current LKSD Superintendent Andrew Hannibal Anderson's resignation in December. After a two-year stint in the role and a longer history serving the district, Anderson cited family circumstances had prompted an upcoming move outside of the region. He will continue to work through June. LKSD's board unanimously approved Dr. Hlasny for the role during a meeting last week. Factory trawlers and bycatch dominated the Alaska Outdoor Council's Governor's Forum on Saturday. It was the first time the group has held a gubernatorial debate, but limited it to six candidates selected mostly on the basis of a membership survey. That left six other Republicans, three Democrats, and two independents out of the mix. But while it narrowed the field, as KMBA's Rhonda McBride reports, it also limited the scope of the debate.
The candidates were polite and, for the most part, stuck to their time limits. About 50 people turned out at the Sydney Lawrence Theater downtown to hear six Republicans who pretty much said what you'd expect them to say to members of one of Alaska's largest hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation groups. There was former Senator Click Bishop.
When there's a moose steak, a sheep steak in every skillet, everybody's happy.
Former Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson.
Most important things are to me are my family, my faith, and the great outdoors of Alaska.
Former State Revenue Commissioner Adam Crum.
60% of our land is under federal control. 60%. Too many land managers treat Alaska like a museum.
Podiatrist Matt Halala.
What's in the best interest of the next generation?
Former State Senator Shelley Hughes.
Fish and wildlife is why many of us live here.
Conservative activist Bernadette Wilson.
We have to fight like hell to make sure that Alaska is making the decisions.
The candidates all supported more access to fish and game, more science, more state control, but a lot less interference from the federal government. Among the ideas floated, Shelley Hughes wants to establish moose ranges. Adam Crum pushed for more trails. Dave Bronson says pink salmon hatcheries need to be reined in. Click Bishop says the Fish and Game Commissioner's job should be split in two, one commissioner for fish, another for game. Another suggestion from Bishop that'll probably go down as the most memorable.
I want clean restrooms for the women in this room on these highways so that when they go use it, they don't have to go to the brush.
That remark drew a round of applause. And a retort from Bernadette Wilson.
Well, first of all, Click, I'm very impressed with your knowledge of the condition of the women's restroom, so.
But Wilson led the charge on the big issue of the forum.
We have got to absolutely address trawling that is raping Alaska's waters right now, throwing away hundreds of millions of pounds of bycatch.
Dave Bronson, Shelley Hughes, and Adam Crum echoed Wilson.
I came to the conclusion over a period of research of a couple months that something is terribly wrong here.
We like snow plows, but we don't like fish plows. Right now, when you look at it, the amount per hour of bycatch is 8 tons. 8 tons per hour.
We need to find a way to actually figure out what is going on.
Click Bishop said other threats to salmon must be investigated, like competition from Asian hatcheries. But all candidates agreed trawler bycatch needs to be a top priority for the next governor. Only Matt Halala urged caution.
We have to recognize that arguing to the death of one fishery and another has consequences.
The audience was made up mostly of campaign supporters and political operatives, like Brett Huber, head of Alaska's Americans for Prosperity group. He says it's still too early to identify the front runners, which includes some of the candidates who weren't invited to the forum. But based on what he heard, he predicts factory trawler bycatch will be one of the campaign's hottest issues.
It's not urban or rural. It's really a resource issue, and it seems to cut across all demographics and all political spectrums. So it's something that whoever's in this race and whoever's in office now ought to be concerned with.
And if a field of 17 candidates is not already crowded enough, Huber predicts we may see a few more before all is said and done. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Kwayana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganunchet coming up.